And talking of really tough to answer physics questions, we're going to put Dave to the test now. Catherine is with us, and she's got a rather tricky question. Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
So, have you got an A level in physics?
Well, I've got an HND in chemistry.
So you're sort of a scientist.
Quite, yeah.
Where are you based?
Hemel Hempstead in Hertfordshire.
Super. Okay, so chemist turned physics. What would you like to physicist?
Well,
what would you like to ask Dave?
Yeah, it's something you can't answer in 2 minutes. But can you explain to me what the string theory is, and also what proof have we got that these so-called strings actually do exist?
Okay, string theory is essentially trying to explain why we have all the fundamental particles we have. So you get things like, so protons and neutrons are made up of even smaller particles called quarks, and you get electrons, and you get sort of higher energy, more exotic particles, things like muons and all sorts of different particles. And they can combine in different ways, and they all have different masses. And people who are much better at maths than I am have spent a long time trying to find mathematical constructs, so ways of putting maths together to produce objects which look like the particles we see and have similar properties, which we could call mass. And one of the ways they've done this is with some math which look a bit like strings. And so you can have oscillations on a string. If you wobble a string slowly, you kind of get one wobble in it, and it wobbles left and right. If you wobble a bit faster, you can kind of get a little started getting a snake wobble, and they get faster and faster, and these different vibrations could be associated with different particles. The actual strings themselves, probably just maths. We have no evidence to say that there's actual little bits of cotton in it wobbling very, very rapidly. So all we know is that there is some maths which gives rise to things which look a bit like the particles we have. I'm not even sure that there's any actual evidence to say that string theory is better than any other particular theory. They haven't actually kind of got that far, but that's what the guys in CERN are trying to do.
Well, I hope that has helped you out, Catherine, and thank you very much for the call.